This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The great Kurt Warner, champion NFL Network analyst that he's been with us many times. Kurt's back here. Kurt, Tiki's former teammate as well.
That's right.
First Kurt, season. How you doing, buddy?
Good, man. How are you guys doing?
We are fantastic. You know, we've been talking about, you know, Joe Burrow from last night, and it's ridiculous effort he put out this entire season, from the Heisman Trophy season and the national championship, both the semifinal and the championship game. He's spectacular. I mean, he threw for 463 yards in the biggest stage you could be on, and you do it without even seem like batting an eye. What kind of pro do you think he's going to make? Now, we were debating this, because not debating, but we were just commenting on this. He had so much talent. Like, his receiving core is some of the three best receivers in football right now. But he's going to get to the Cincinnati Bengals, likely, at least presumably, and it's not going to be that good. What kind of pro is Joe Burrow going to be in your eyes, Kurt?
Well, I mean, I've seen a lot of really good stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of stuff that you believe can translate. I mean, I think, like anybody, though, the transition from last year to this year and how dramatic it was, it makes you kind of wonder, okay, like, what was going on? You know,
exactly.
did he just hit the perfect storm this year with talent and system and everything, and this is going to be who he is moving forward? Is this an anomaly because everything just kind of came together and he was extremely confident, and it won't necessarily translate like that at the next level?
Yeah.
I don't really know, but, I mean, that's what I keep saying. Every time I watched him play, you're just like, my gosh. I mean, to go from where he was to – every single game, and win the Heisman, and win the national – I mean, everything played out, you know, exactly how you would want it to play out if you were putting it all into one season. But I think it leaves questions like, okay, why did we not see any of this before?
Yeah.
You know, where was all of this? And, you know, and again, a lot of times it can be system. It can be, you know, different things that come together, and you can just catapult from there. But I think that's going to be the one question people have is – you know, where was this the entirety of your college career until this year? But there's a lot of good stuff on tape.
Yeah, man.
A lot of great throws that he's made. Athleticism. I mean, you saw some great athleticism last night. I mean, it looks like the whole package.
Yeah,
so
it does.
I'm excited to see what he can be at the next level.
Hey, Kurt, did you ever come across Joe Brady when he was with the Saints or bouncing around the NFL at any point? Because
I don't remember. I mean, you know, may have met him along the way, but don't ever remember a whole lot about him, no.
Yeah, and I don't either. And, you know, in combination with Ensminger, the offensive coordinator at LSU, that's the question that I presented to BT. It's like, I like the kid. I love him, but something feels off here, and I can't, like, put my finger on it, because you don't make that kind of exponential jump. You don't resurrect or just change yourself that quickly unless you do. And I wonder if it had something to do with Joe Brady and that offensive scheme that they put in. But I guess what I really want to know, in translating to the National Football League, we see this with Lamar Jackson. Now, Joe Burrow is not going to be Lamar Jackson in the NFL, but he's willing to tuck it and run, right? It's one thing that I had a big problem with the Giants. They didn't let Daniel Jones use his athleticism sometimes to escape trouble. You know what I mean? And so the quarterback position is evolving a little bit. Are we going to see more guys like Joe Burrow, like Trevor Lawrence, to be honest with you, who had, you know, big rushing day against Ohio State in the semifinals? Is that the wave of the future for quarterbacks? Not like Lamar, but at least somewhere in between.
I don't think so, because again, Lamar is so different.
Yeah,
and he is so talented and so fast and so quick that he does a great job of protecting himself, you know, game in and game out. These other guys can be good runners, and there's some other good runners in our business.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not like Lamar. And I just believe that, you know, guys are too big and fast that, yeah, you can, you know, run a play here, or you can do it in the red zone and, you know, add an extra guy because, you know, they can't account for him. You can do all of that stuff in select moments. I don't believe you're going to be able to run many quarterbacks 20 times a game and think that they're going to survive by protecting themselves or being fast enough to run out of bounds and do all of that. That's not going to be the nature of what we see, you know, at least with the guys that I'm seeing in the league.
Yeah.
I just think Lamar's a different beast. And, you know, even he takes some hits, but he does a great job of protecting himself and getting skinny and avoiding things at the point of contact. I don't know if these other guys are nearly the athletes that Lamar Jackson is to expect that to be a heavy dose of what they do. But surely, I mean, you love to be able to, in third and one and in the red zone, you know, add that guy into the mix as you kind of see Seattle do, right?
Yeah.
They've gotten a lot, you know, away from Russell carrying it, you know, 8-10 times a game, but he will carry it 3 or 4 when you least expect it and in critical situations, and he's a difference maker there. I think that's what you're going to see from a lot of these other guys.
Okay, so we're talking to Kurt Warner. Kurt, terrific player, and we're one of the good guys around the NFL as well. Hall of Famer, part of the NFL Network, and he's an analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Kurt13Warner. And he's going to be back on the network, the NFL Game Day morning. This coverage this Sunday at 9 Eastern on the NFL Network. You know, Kurt, I understand that Ryan Tannehill is going to be very tough to diagnose this offseason because, you know, let's face it, yeah, I had some decent moments in Miami. He flashed a little bit, got hurt, didn't have a ton around him, backs up Mariota to start, goes in when they're 2-4. He starts to shine. We know his story. And back-to-back weeks under 90 yards passing. That's almost a lazy way to look at what he's done. When you look at the few throws that he's had to make, those are high-level, small-window, tough throws. How much is he worth, and do the Titans keep him?
Well, I mean, I think this is, you know, similar to the Joe Burrow analogy at the pro level. Is, you know, you sit there and look at the entirety of, you know, Ryan's career. And, yeah, of course, we know the talent, and we know what was going on in Miami, but you look at it and you go, my gosh, you know, he wasn't anywhere close to this guy. And then he's been unbelievable this year. And so you have to try to measure and weigh, is this the guy he's going to be moving forward? And I think the bigger question is simply, are we going to be able to play this way moving forward, whether it's the Titans or he goes somewhere else and someone else has to try to value him. You got to look what they did this year, and you got to look what Derrick Henry did and how they, you know, built so much off of play action. And no question he played really, really good football. But that's not going to be the nature of what you do in most situations year in and year out. You're going to need your quarterback to do more and to be able to win games with his right arm, throwing 35, 40 times. And I think that's the ultimate question is what do you think Ryan Tannehill is when we're looking at the long term and we're looking at the big picture. And once again, I'm not really sure if this was kind of lightning in a bottle and, man, everything came together and Derrick Henry was playing great and our defense was playing, you know, we win playoff games throwing 85 yards. I mean, how many times are they going to be able to do that? Derrick Henry is also a free agent. So what happens with those two guys in particular, that could dictate everything. If you don't have Derrick Henry, what do you think now about Ryan Tannehill? Do you think he can be that guy with someone else or, you know, carry more of the offense next year? Or do you think, you know, he goes hand in hand with who Derrick Henry is and how they play football?
Well, that's what we're asking you. You're the analyst. What do you think?
Well, I mean, I would say that I'm not convinced he's a $30-plus million quarterback.
Neither am I.
That can be a franchise guy right now. I am not convinced. If you don't have Derrick Henry, I'm not convinced that you want to throw $30-some million at Ryan Tannehill. As much as I liked what he's done this year, I just haven't seen enough that I'm willing to do that because you guys know if you do that with a quarterback, you are strapped moving forward. So you better be sure that that is the guy that you can build around and that is the guy that can carry you while you try to fit pieces around him. And, again, I just haven't seen it enough to believe that's for sure what I'm getting for the next 5 or 6 years for $30-some million.
Yeah, no, look, we had this conversation yesterday about quarterbacks who can play from behind versus those that play with the lead. And I feel like Ryan Tannehill is good, but if you're behind by 10, like, is it in your DNA to just thrive in that moment? And, Kurt, you know this because this was you when you were with the Rams and the greatest show on turf. It didn't matter what you were trying to blitz or dog or didn't matter. We're going to beat you, right? You thrived in that kind of environment, just like Russell Wilson thrives in that kind of environment. I think Aaron Rodgers thrives in that kind of environment. Pat Mahomes certainly does, down 24, as we saw this past weekend. if you don't have that, then you can't be the $30 million guy, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, we would say that. But then the other side of the equation becomes, who else you getting?
Yeah.
You know, that there's guys, and we've seen that in this league, is mm-hmm. that no longer do guys get slotted where we believe they've earned the right to be slotted. They get slotted if they're the next guy. You know, like if they're free.
I hate that.
The last contract was $33 million. He's getting 34 or 35 because that's what the market is. And so that becomes the problem, is you can't go to any of these guys and go, hey, we think you're a really good quarterback. We think you're a $22 million a year quarterback. And, you know, because somebody's going to go, shoot, we'll pay you 35. And he's gone. And so that becomes the hardest part of the equation, because I believe that guy that makes $35 million, if you're going to pay and strap your team like that, they have to be able to carry you no matter what else goes on. If we have to go out and we cannot run the football, can this guy keep you in games and win games for you in that environment if need be? Now, you always hope that's never going to be the case, that you know, you'll always have the running game and you'll always have the complementary pieces. But to me, if you are strapping yourself that way, very much like a Patrick Mahomes, right? They haven't had a running game most of the year. Their defense has been average. He keeps them in every single football game because of that. And, you know, he's a guy that you go, yep, transcendent. He's different. We will pay him $35 million. Other guys, I don't know if they're that guy. And so now you're going, well, we'll pay him $35 million, but we have to make sure that we have these pieces, because that's the only way we're going to win. And again, you know, Tiki, I mean, there's only so many guys that are like that.
Yeah,
I mean, there
right.
are not 32 of those guys.
No, there really aren't.
And so you have to try to figure out, how do you piece this together to be successful if you have a $22 million guy or a $25 million guy, but not the $35 million guy? And can you pay the 25 guy $35 million and still build what you need to build around him? And I think that's one of the reasons why you see guys like a Drew Brees. As great as he's been, he's played in one Super Bowl, because there's got to be other pieces. And again, not that he can't carry them. He's carried them so long. But it's hard to carry a team to a Super Bowl. I mean, you guys know it.
Yep.
You can get your team to the playoffs. A quarterback can carry a team to the playoffs, I believe. A team needs to win a Super Bowl, because you're playing against good teams and good quarterbacks every single week. And one guy, I mean, Peyton Manning is another great example. For the majority of his, you know, early career, we were like, ah, he's not a big game quarterback. All he does is get his team to the playoffs. And I could sit here and argue, okay, they got no defense, they can't stop anybody.
Sure.
He carries them to a playoff every year, and then they exit in the first round, and everybody's like, ah, he's not a big-time guy.
Yep.
Well, yeah,
yep.
He was. He just didn't have the pieces, because he was the guy, and they had to throw to win, and it's just very tough to do that come playoff time. So that's where I think you see some of these teams that have that guy behind center, but they have trouble putting the pieces around them to make them championship-type teams, because they're strapped at that one position, or, you know, that one position, and that, you know, it's just tough to,
yep.
to piece all those other things together that you need to actually win a championship.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up with Kurt Warner here, NFL, Pro Football Hall of Fame, NFL Network analyst. Kurt, we're not going to hold you to this, okay? We're not going to hold you to this, but we'll play a little game here. Hopefully you're going to partake, because I want to see where you go. I'm going to throw a couple of names at you, and again, we won't hold you to it. It's still early in 2020. To the best of your knowledge, your instincts, your gut, whatever, some intel, the name, I want you to tell us where the name is in 2020. What team? Tom Brady, where is he playing? Give me
Patriots.
A team. Patriots.
If he plays, I think he's with the Patriots without a doubt.
Phillip Rivers.
Man. that's a really tough one. I'm very interested in it. Probably Eli is another one that you might throw out here.
Yeah.
I'm very interested with those two guys, if they're willing to go somewhere else and try to start fresh as opposed to retire. So I don't really know, you know, what the perfect situation, because I believe you got to have pieces there for both of those guys if they're going to go somewhere and be successful.
Totally.
And so I don't really know what team is out there that I feel is, oh, they're just a quarterback away.
Yep.
From being successful. So I wouldn't be surprised if one of them, if not both of them, end up retiring because they don't re-sign with their team.
Okay, yeah. I got a few more for you. Yeah. I actually think Eli's going to retire. I think Rivers is going to play. We'll see. James.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I know he's still got a fire. I just don't know who's going. I mean, what do you pay him first?
Yeah,
you know, what's he worth?
Yeah.
And what situation is there out there that you go, okay, they're close.
Yeah, I hear you. Jameis.
Jameis, I believe, will be back in Tampa. They will franchise tag him or
I agree with that. Tag him
in some capacity because, once again, he's teased us enough that he did so many good things this year, and we're still waiting to see if he's ever going to be able to get out of his own way. But he does enough good things that that's one of those that you fall back and go, who else are we getting?
Mm-hmm.
You know, who are we going to get that's going to make as many plays? Granted, he can't make that many mistakes. So I think they transition or franchise him and at least give another year to see if he can make some growth, especially with Bruce Arians.
Cam,
I do not believe will be back in Carolina. I think they will go a whole different direction. And once again, very fascinating to me because I think Cam is past the point of being the Cam Newton we've seen up to this point in his career.
Yeah, the MVP
and
Cam.
I don't think he can play the same way. And so now it becomes, what is his value being a different kind of quarterback? You know, can he be the more conventional type quarterback and carry a team? We know when he's Cam, he's special. He's different, and he's shown that. I just don't believe with all the injuries anybody can ask him to do that anymore and expect it from him. And so I think that's going to be a very interesting one to see how the league views him in terms of being a more conventional quarterback. And I'm very fascinated by that, that I wouldn't be surprised if he went somewhere to end up competing with someone as opposed to being handed the keys to a car in some situation.
All right, Kurt, we got the Chiefs and the Titans and the 49ers and the Green Bay Packers. Before those games on Sunday, you can catch you on NFL game day morning at 9 a.m. Eastern on the NFL Network. Kurt, my friend, appreciate you hopping on. Thanks for chatting with us.
Anytime, guys. Hopefully we'll catch you down in Miami.
We'll see you there, man. Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate you, buddy.
Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.